Today's lesson is a speaking part three. This part three comes after you have described a TV program that made you laugh. As it says here, these questions will follow this topic. Why do children like to laugh? Children are less reserved than adults. They laugh because there are things which they do not fully understand. Therefore, if they believe it to be amusing, they will respond accordingly. As adults, there are many things which we find funny, but we control ourselves because of the situation. For example, if someone fell over, a child would see this as funny, whereas an adult would see this and understand that it may be funny, but they would not display laughter so as to not upset the person who fell. What do you do when you feel sad? We all have bouts of sadness and look for something to alleviate them. Personally, I pick up my guitar, and although I'm not a great player, my joy comes from the ability to produce my own music. I am also a big fan of scuba diving, and if I'm feeling a bit down, I jump into the ocean and enjoy the aquatic life the sea provides. Do you think adults are happier than children? It depends on the definition of happiness. Children's happiness is down to the fact that they do not have the responsibilities which come with age. As we grow older, we have to assume more and more responsibilities with work, money, marriage, family, bills, saving money, etc. Even with all these things, adults are content if all of these things are managed well. Children have none of this and therefore have the freedom to only think positive thoughts and be carefree. So as you can see, I use lots of reference to happiness and sadness, contentment, satisfaction. All of these things can be referenced. Remember, happiness is not just about laughter, so you can use other vocabulary. For example, less reserve means we don't show our feelings. That means instead of laughing or showing our emotions at a certain situation, we keep them inside. So that's to do with emotions, happiness or sadness. We have laugh, of course. Amusing. Yes, if something is amusing, they'll respond accordingly. To respond accordingly means what is expected. If something is funny, we expect people to laugh. We expect them to respond accordingly. As adults, there are many things that we find funny, but we control ourselves because of the situation. If someone fell over, a child would see this as funny, whereas an adult might think it's funny or may believe that it may be funny but would not display laughter. So here are our references to happiness, sadness, laughter. We all have bouts of sadness. When we say bouts, it means periods of sadness where sometimes we're sad, sometimes we're not. And we try to reduce them or alleviate them. Personally, I pick up my guitar. I'm talking about what I do to reduce my sadness. And I'm talking also about my joy, what makes me happy. When I'm feeling a bit down, when I'm feeling sad, that's an idiom. I jump into the ocean and enjoy something. If you're enjoying something, you're happy. And definition of happiness. What is happiness? That's what we're saying. Who decides what happiness is? Who measures, how do we measure happiness? Okay. So we've also used here content, satisfied, you could say, positive thoughts, carefree. So try and interchange your vocabulary, mix it up, use different expressions, use the idioms, practice what's here, answer similar questions or even answer these questions, and improve your speaking part 3 skills. And see you in another video, and thank you very much.